Carlos in Canada is a really smart individual. Go to his little bio and background. But yeah, I try to explain this. You have movements in the world. We should be anti-transhumanism, anti-depopulation, anti-Bill Gates, anti-UN, anti-carbon tax, everything Trump's doing. Instead, Israel and its interests are trying to suck us in. Doesn't mean I like Iran. Doesn't mean I like the Islamic invasion. Of course not. I mean, we spend tons of time on that, and I see a lot of the right wing allying with Islam. That is crazy. But then I see just nasty censorship in Europe and Australia and here by the Jewish lobbies, and attacks on Tucker saying he's literally Hitler reborn, the number one threat to Jews. And they know if they can get him shut down, it'll intimidate everybody else and set a precedent. It's very un-American. So I'm being forced to do this because I've got all this other stuff to hit, big, important issues. But there is this sucking the oxygen out of the room. And I go back to Michael Savage a couple months ago. Netanyahu needs to go. How would we shut this down? How would we defuse this for people that understand second, third, fourth order consequences, because this is going to lead to a major conflagration. Where is this going, Carlos?
Well, as I said, it's nationalism from another country. I really want to address a solution, and that is clear. Listen, if you're an Israeli, if you're a Jew, or if you're anywhere in the world, an observer to what happened in Gaza, Israelis' nationalism, they wanted to have a country. They agreed to that country. The borders were defined. They have violated resolutions on the United Nations, a civilized organization. It has been turned into a witness to basically brutality.
So they got to come out against the Greater Israel Project. They got to get rid of Netanyahu.
Exactly. But the problem is that Netanyahu understands the loyalty to the idea of Israel from Zionists and turns them all into what they're called Zionim. That means that if you're a Jew working in America, where your name is Pollard, or whether your name is
under the bullying idea, you're not a good Jew if you're not a secret agent.
Exactly. And so what happens is that the normal decent, and I know you know everybody knows decent Jewish people, please, but they're not necessarily nationalist, and they are quiet because they realize that anything they say against will be turned against them as anti-Semites. Well, no, they're called self-hating Jews. So it's really nationalism rampant. And if you look at Tucker Carlson, he's an American. He just asks the simple questions, just like Taylor Greene. Why are we doing this? Why are we something?
Because Netanyahu knows picking a fight with iconic popular people who actually aren't anti-Israel will actually enrage and make people more anti-Semitic, which gets Netanyahu more power to, quote, protect the Jews. He's conjuring the crisis.
Bingo. You got it. And the solution is, where is the Jewish people in this? Because they are principled, no question, civilized, no question. They're wealthy and also not so wealthy. They're like Americans first, just like everybody else. And it's really unfair for nationalists who are blind with the end justifies the means.
I wouldn't just say nationalist. I would say expansionist nationalist.
Yeah, but you know what? look at the Jewish almanac. It says Zion was a hill. There's no reason for people to expand it beyond, you know, to other countries and to invade other countries. That's the journal. That's the almanac, the Jewish almanac. So it isn't that the Jewish people are bad people. It's just that there are a few people who are nationalists, who are tribal inbred, if you want to call them. They're from Poland, and they're from other parts of Gaza area, or whatever you want to call it. But they're in Israel. They were encouraged by to live as in the hills, to start new settlements, and now they're a bloc, and they powerfully control where the government of Israel goes. And any Jew that's against it, they're called anti-Semites or self-hating
Jews. Well, even
Putin
made the joke. He goes, I'm pro-Israel because it's Slavic. All
exactly.
Right. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
I also notice your cup is stained blue on the inside.
I've been caught.
You got a little, did you find some methylene blue floating around here?
I did, man. I commandeered some from Harrison's office.
Yeah, it's JonesStore.com. Check out the supplements we have, 25% off apparel. Methylene blue, you can get for 50% off if you get a subscription and you never run out. So,
amen.
I know Stuart's going to be looking for a bottle. I'm going to go try to track one down for him. While
if you don't mind, I have a bottle that fills.
Do you like? Oh, you like both. What do you like better?
You know what? I like them both.
Okay.
When I'm traveling, the pills definitely.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Yeah, it's not gonna. You're not worried about it breaking open or.
No, like on the way over here, I took a couple.
Yeah.
You know, while I'm driving.
Yeah. So with driving, did you feel more alert while you were driving? Or
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I took a couple shots while I'm in here. In lieu of coffee. You guys ran out of coffee, so I only got some methylene blue.
That's all he needs is a little methylene blue.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Alright, everybody wants me to obsess over Israel, and I just cover it when I need to. But I don't hate Israel, but it's also the center of my universe. But you got the headlines are up there. Mainstream news, Republican Party, our main mission's rooting out anti-Semitism in our own party. Oh, we're so racist. Oh, we're so bad. Tucker Carlson's Hitler. Get him out of the Heritage Foundation. All of this. And so people are anti-establishment right now. People are waking up right now. And so when you come in and try to censor in the middle of this, you make yourself the villain, which Netanyahu wants because then he can play the victim and get even more power and more donations and stay in control with his 15% approval rating. So that's 35,000-foot view. That's showing people the magic trick. That's what I'm trying to do. Rise above all this. I mean, if Israel got blown up tomorrow, that would probably be a terrible thing, actually. And that'd be a 10-hour show just explaining that. So I'm not anti-Israel. I'm anti the people running Israel and what they're doing and where it's all leading. And so we just took a bunch of calls from people that said they were Jewish. I don't know if they were all Jewish or not. But they made a lot of, I think, interesting and, you know, good points. Now we're just going to the order received of other people that want to say things about it. And so you want Israel coverage, you're getting it right now. Let's go ahead and go to Skeptic in Texas on Israel. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'll just say I am as Jewish as Benjamin Netanyahu or whatever his real name is, and I cheat, so I could be. with that said, Alex, this I disagree with you what you said in the first hour that Israel's now going for the power. This goes back to the year 1900 when the bankers, who just happened to be affiliated with that tribe, decided then that they needed to establish the state of Israel. Alex, you've taught me so much over the last 20 years. You taught me to notice the patterns, and this is the pattern. All this information started coming out right after January 6, 2021, and I'm a smart person, so as I noticed the patterns, I was calling you and trying to say, hey, we need to follow this thread right here and pull this thread out. And I've given you a hard time here recently because, like,
all right,
you
listen,
said,
dude, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you said about me, and I don't care. You're on air now. Make your point.
Well, what I'm saying, the point is that they are so intertwined within our government. I know you say, well, we don't have time to talk about China. Well, China doesn't have a bunch of dual citizens in our government. We don't have 80% of the chiefs of staff that are affiliated to the tribe and almost 100% of the White House staff. And Jeffrey Epstein was not Chinese. He was Mossad. So until we get that pulled out, and tell me, Alex, you know history, how many countries have these people been kicked out of?
100.
Lots, right? Lots and lots. So they have a pattern of being parasitical in wherever they go. They don't know Jesus, which means they're selfish. Jesus taught us to be selfless. They are selfish. They don't care who they step on, but they will step on them. And they've gotten control of our finances, our corporations, everything. Kanye said it.
Sure. Well, this isn't a defense of Jews being kicked out of 100 countries or whatever, but you know Protestants have been kicked out of like 50 countries. So the point is you've got nomadic groups that are trying to do their own thing that are getting kicked out all the time. So, I mean, are Protestants bad because they've been kicked out of 50-something countries, including my ancestors?
Well, were they caught coin clipping? Who was clipping the coins?
Clipping coins. Okay. So there were all sorts of things claimed by the Inquisitions and things against Protestants. But the point is that, and look, I mean, I get you. Any nomadic group that goes into other people's places is going to have a big problem. And certainly this stuff's gone on. And the Jews had a lot of sophisticated systems. They come into basically, you know, the countryside of Europe, and people would get pissed off because they were used to the systems they had. I mean, I got all that. And I know a lot deeper, you know, than that. Like the heads of the Confederacy that actually got Jefferson Davis to do what he did and all that were mainly Jewish. I know all that. My point is that you just think, where do you see this going? What's ideal? If we just say Jews are the fount of all evil, instead of just having a better system, bringing everybody into one tent and, you know, you're promoting a new expansionist human system, where does this end? I mean, how many times do we need to say the Jews are the fount of all evil, and when does it magically make them, like if you were God, what would you do with the Jews right now?
Well, I can tell you I'm not God, but the world is not my home. I don't live here. So I believe, well, Alex, like you said, I think this is what you've been trying to stop, is the Samson option. Now, I think you know what that is, and I believe it's the cell phone. I think they have access and back doors and all these cell phones, and just like the Samson 8 exploded a bunch of times, I think they can still do that to every cell phone because they're within our government, within our intelligence agencies. I think it's the Samson option, but I don't care about that. I want them to be exposed because this is not my home. My home is in the kingdom of God. I'm a child of God.
Okay, so you didn't answer my question. Let's just take your postulation that all evil flows from Jews. So how many times do we say they're the devil till it magically defeats them? I'd rather just promote great ideas, get everybody in the big tent, and convert everybody. You heard all those Jews calling on their listeners earlier. I appreciate your call. I just can't spend all day. Like, what's your solution? Well, my kingdom's not here. My kingdom's in, okay. See, this is how sick this is. I'm sitting here exposing the Likudnik right-wing lobby trying to take over the Republican Party and saying, let's stop that. And I got a guy calling in like, you know, you need to do this and that. And I have that very same anti-Jew lobby that tells endless lies about me. So see, here's my thing. There's evil going around all over the place. Like he's like, oh, China's not a threat. China isn't infiltrating anything. You talk to anybody in intelligence, do your own research. China has 10 times the human influence on the ground controlling us than Israel. I don't want China controlling our interest, or Israel, or MI6. They're big too. The EU's heavily involved. I'm looking at it all. But everybody wants to go with Israel all day, and then Netanyahu comes in with a tip to take over the Republican Party. You better believe I'm pissed off. Just like when they wanted to go to full war with Iran and drag us into that and drag Russia in. I was like, nope, Netanyahu. And then I got called Hitler. Great, do it. I legitimately only cover the facts here. Thank you, Skeptic, for the call. I'm going to go back to all the other callers, Mark and Paul and Cameron and Daniel and Al Killer and others here in a moment. But this fella, I remember him. I think I've interviewed him a few times. Came a whole big thing with the Nazis because we have banned out video. So anybody banned, we have 500 plus contributors. Anybody banned on the internet, was even wanted to agree with them or on everything, we'd get a banned out video channel. So then they'd say, oh, look, this Adam King, he works at InfoWars and Jones works for Israel. No, we had a lot of diverse people on there. That's what we do. Just to get that straight. But I remember who he is, and he was talking to my producer wanting to get on. I said, well, I'll just get him on Zoom. So Adam King, otherwise known as Awesome Jew on X, is an American first Jewish patriot and banned video host, former diplomat, and inventor. He also possesses the ashes of the red heifer. So we've got all that. So I wanted to get him to pop in. We can have you on as a full guest, Adam, because this is, you know, something that can't be avoided now. I've been trying to avoid it to not add fuel to the fire because I think it's an overall distraction. But whatever, this is the way it works. So obviously you were listening earlier, I'm inferring. And so you wanted to chime in on what we're discussing. And first, let me just ask you, it's good to have you here. Do you believe Tucker Carlson is the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler? As we're hearing from Republican congressmen, do you believe he is the number one danger to Jews in America, or do you disagree with that?
Well, Alex, first, I want to say thank you for having me on when I was censored from every outlet in the entire free speech world, the only place that would have me was Banned Video. So I'm very grateful always to InfoWars and Banned Video.
Well, we think pro-Israel folks deserve a voice when they're being censored, which is a question. You know, why would you be censored before? Yeah.
It's funny because the truth is I get censored on X a lot, and Jewish voices, including your friend Andrew Mayer, just got kicked off of X for the most benign things. Whereas people are allowed to goose step the Fuhrer all the time on X. People, Jewish people who want to contribute and push back on the echo chamber get censored on X, which kind of ties into like the conversation that we're having about Tucker and other dubious things, you know, that are out there. Elon said it was a free speech absolutist platform, and it's been anything but that. Is Tucker the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler? I wouldn't speculate that. I didn't think Candace Owens was going to go down this path. I was out there saying when Rabbi Shmuley was saying that Candace Owens is an anti-Semite, I was saying, no, she's not. No, she's not. And I was wrong about that, too. So, you know, Tucker does say some things that are very alarming. Is he the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler? I don't know. No, definitely not. Is he one of the foremost leading anti-Semitic voices in the media today? Absolutely. And his anti-Semitism is very sublime. It's done in other passive ways. For instance, like the Tucker Carlson show became the Jew show. Every episode is about Jews and Israel. So much so, if there's nothing in the news to LARP about Israel, he has some nobody nothing on his show to like make up stuff about the Kabbalah that's not true just so he can keep the grift going. So,
now, Adam, hold on. I'm a big fan of Tucker, so I watch at least parts of all his shows. He had the Republican congressman was just pardoned on. He has guests on constantly that isn't about Israel. You're saying every show is about Israel.
He actually doesn't field any opposing perspective from the actual camp of the Jews. He'll have Ari Shafir.
No, but I got you on. Let's go back. You just said every guest. That's not true.
I didn't say every guest. I said almost every guest. His show is largely about the Jews now. We know he could talk about many subjects. I loved Tucker. Tucker was my favorite talk show host until he left Fox, and then everything just became about the Jews. So the question is this the tent, this all-inclusive tent of the Republican Party? MAGA was so all-encompassing. I'm not even an ally to the gays, but Trump hugged a gay flag on stage to make the tent bigger. This tent that Tucker's casting is very small, you know, and it's funny because Nick was talking so much trash about Tucker for a very long time. And then he came out today with a post and said, if you talk trash about Tucker, you're not America first. And it's like, this guy was allowed to talk trash until he was platformed by Tucker. But Tucker has yet to platform any real credible voice from our side. So if he wants
to clear
up... Well,
I can tell you, in my conversation with Nick, there's been so much, you can't talk about Israel and whites are all the devil from the left. I'm like, hey, I agree, Nick, it's his free speech. But I was like, we need to de-escalate this, not make this the main issue. I was the one, when those two were literally, you know, Tucker was calling, threatening to kick his ass and stuff. I was like, why don't you interview him? It'd be a big interview. So I guess I'm the bad guy. Here's my deal. People are done with political correctness. I'm going to say that there's different Israel lobbies, shouldn't be getting in the middle of it and then trying to censor, because that's only going to make this bigger. I think having AIPAC and all this come out against Tucker is only going to make this 10 times bigger.
You know, there's this thing on the right when it comes to Jews. It's like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. Everybody wants to hate on Randy Fine because he's Jewish. Randy Fine just made the Disqualifying Dual Loyalty Act. It's the first time ever that an act has been put to Congress that attempts to ban dual citizenship from any sitting member of Congress. That was 2 weeks ago. This is Randy Fine, the guy who everybody constantly LARPs on. Why is it that
I didn't
this
know that. Wow, he introduced a bill to not allow dual citizenship in Congress?
What was that?
I didn't know that. Wow, he introduced a bill to stop dual
citizenship. 2 weeks ago. And that's what I'm saying. Like, as a Jewish patriot in America, I'm like, why can't these people just it's like they don't want us in the camp. So when Randy Fine does something good, he's still the most evil guy. You know, he went on Piers Morgan the other day, and Piers jumped him with Cenk Unger. He didn't know Cenk Unger was going to be there, but He jumped him. Now, Randy Fine is a sitting member of Congress. That's inappropriate that Piers Morgan is going to foist a debate on a sitting member of Congress. I think Randy Fine versus Thomas Massey is an appropriate debate. But the media
You're going somewhere. The left and the globalist and Mondami and all that are 100% want to destroy Israel. And they're now allying with right-wingers, pushing it and promoting it and very, very happy because they think that, oh, my God, Jews love the Democratic Party. If we get the Republicans to attack, too, they'll come back to us. I do think that's going on.
Also, like, Trump would never have won in 2024 if it wasn't for Republican support. Also, 2016, I was extremely
involved.
You mean
Republican Jewish support?
2020, 2024.
You mean Republican Jewish support?
Exactly. Like, give credit where credit's due. Would you be happy living under communist Kamala? No. So why can't... Why
no, I said that in the first hour. I said, I'm thankful.
Everybody wants to disavow because he supports
no,
Israel.
No. I did say in the first hour, I am thankful that a lot of American Jews woke up and voted for Trump. So I said Jews put him over the top.
And also, to the credit of Miriam and Sheldon Adelson, these people have $100 million earmarked for every Republican election moving forward. That is a tremendous assistance to our conservative tax... lower taxes, domestic production, America First movement. And that money is going to be earmarked for the winner of the Republican primary. Now, one thing that we do on the Republican side that the Democrats don't do is debate. I've debated Fuentes twice. I debated that lunatic Stu Peters three times. The list goes on and on. You know, I've never turned down a debate. Steel sharpens steel. And on our side, we're constantly having that debate. I want somebody, now that Tucker has platformed Nick, I'd like to see Tucker platform somebody actual credible from the opposing.
Hey, I bet you money. I bet you money Tucker would have you or somebody on.
I it doesn't have to be me. I would be honored if it was. But if we're going to nip this thing in the bud, Alex, and continue with our America First, because the Democrats want to dissolve the MAGA movement. They want it to be dissolved in year one of Trump version two. You know, we still have three
more
years.
Well, no doubt they're trying that, but I also see Netanyahu with this power vacuum trying to come in and dictate the Republican Party. And I like Dinesh D'Souza, but he's like, oh, we're all racist. Everyone's going to – they're the ones giving all this attention. So, see, it's both sides that are doing this.
I understand that in Israel, Trump is dictating to the Israeli government what to do constantly. And it's causing tremendous backlash and fallout because Bibi Netanyahu is being accused of not having sovereignty in his own country. So it's both arguments on the same time. Everybody wants to LARP and say, oh, Netanyahu controls the Congress. It's just not true. You know, they say, oh, Netanyahu made us go to war in Iraq. He wasn't even prime minister then. He lobbied Congress, but that wasn't during the war in Iraq. That was some other prime minister.
Well, certainly there were a bunch of neocons that weren't Jewish that supported it. Yeah, that was... Clearly, Israel's usually aligned with what the CIA wants to do. It's not the other way around.
Israel, exactly. Israel is kind of like a vassal state of America. It loves America. It celebrates the 4th of July. In the Middle East, it's the only country that celebrates the 4th of July. It's the only democratic country in the Middle East. This constant LARP and need to vilify Israel without looking at critically what it is very serious. I have James Lindsay coming on the show on Thursday. He just got back from Israel. You know, I offered a lot of people to take them to Israel. When Owen worked for you, I offered a bunch of people. And they said, oh, I'm not going to take a Hasbara fellowship trip. No, go there. I'll take you to Ramallah, too. You'll go, you'll see what it is, and you'll be able to decide for yourself. Let people decide for themselves.
Well, let's be clear. I don't go a lot of places because I'm so busy and because I'm not scared, but standard. Like, I mean, I've been invited to Egypt. I've been invited by Putin to, you know, literally... go to dinner with him in Lavrov. I haven't done it just because stuff's so hot. I do someday want to see Israel and Egypt. I do want to see Russia, but it's so political. You go somewhere, you get, it's not that I'm scared to do something, but they immediately say, oh, you work for Russia. You work for Israel. No, I want to go see it. I mean, I do.
I remember when I first got my band page and to be honest with you, Alex, it was an honor to stand with you as a band host with everything you went through Sandy Hook. But I was like this know-nothing censored guy on the internet just coming off of a podcast with Ben Stein that I was his sidekick. And because I got a band page, Fuentes went around, made all these memes, and he's like, this is Alex's Mossad handler. I mean, like, That's right. Like, it's hard for someone like you to go to Israel because they'll all say that you're secretly controlled by the Jews and that you're being puppeted. And that's how they get you to not go to Israel, is they make these lies up and they slander you like this. So, you know, I think everybody should go to Israel. I would take Fuentes to Israel.
Well,
I've been trying
to put that would be viral.
To Israel for a while.
That
Elijah
would be
Schaefer said he might come on my trip.
Yeah. Well, also, you can see J.D. Vance went to an Orthodox church. They don't go, he works for the Orthodox people. Then if you go to the Wailing Wall, oh, it means you're bad. No, I mean, I wouldn't mind touching the wall and seeing what I feel. Like I did Stonehenge. Like, I went there before they totally closed it down. I went back when it's all closed down. I can't even get close to it now. But I, like, jumped the fence and ran and wanted to touch Stonehenge. Doesn't mean I was a druid. Does that make sense? I mean, I wanted to see what Stonehenge was like. So what do you feel when you touch the Wailing Wall?
Dude, honestly, there's, like, this smell that the wall has that reminds me of the ancient world. Like, you got to go put your nose up to the stone, and this it's otherworldly. But the truth is we don't want just the Western Wall. The real issue of the Temple of Jerusalem is on the other side of the wall. And this wall is kind of like the symbolic, like, effigy of exile. The goal is to go on the other side of the wall. Jews deserve a synagogue on the Temple Mount. It's our holiest site. You know, and the debate in Jerusalem is, the Al-Aqsa Mosque is their third holiest site, but the Haram al-Sharif, which is a shrine that they built on the Temple Mount, is our holiest site. They don't even use it. They just made it into a shrine on the Temple Mount. So we want the Haram al-Sharif, or even just a synagogue in the corner of the thing, just so that we could pray there, you know, and that's where a lot of the debate comes from. You mentioned earlier, I actually am the current possessor of the ashes of the red heifer. Here they are right here. We did the ceremony of the red heifer on July 1st. There is nothing that freaks these people out more than this red heifer. They think we're going to bring the Antichrist. It is such an important part of the Bible. It's given its own chapter, Numbers 19. There's some parts of the Bible that 200 years are contained in a sentence, but this has its own chapter, but somehow it's satanic. You know, so it's like there's this grift against the Jews. Anything the Jews do is bad. Anything that you could do to work against them, even lie, is good. And that's what's promoted. And it's nonstop lie after lie.
Well, let's be clear. I got a lot of problems with some of the Israel interests.
Candace Owens accused me in writing of being a part of the plot to kill Charlie Kirk. And I went, me, Josh Hammer, Seth Dillon, Bill Ackman at that Hampton summit. I came out for an entire week and I said over and over again, I was not there. I only knew about this thing because Candace Owens broke the story. But what happens in the end? She goes on a week about me being there as if she didn't hear me the entire week before saying I wasn't even there. I didn't even know about it. I never met Bill Ackman. So it's like whatever the grift works for them to get their followers angry and inside of a hate Jew, lustful rage, they're going to go for it, even if it's a lie.
Well, I don't think it should be the central issue. I definitely agree with you on that. Let's do a few more minutes. I got other callers, but you can come on as a guest. But I want to debate Dinesh D'Souza, about, the Rebels and Turners were racist. But it's people run and bring all this attention to something. If you think it's a bad thing, why create the Streisand effect? Well, I'm talking about Josh Hammer, though. Because I was born in the dark, it wasn't last night. And I fell off a turnip truck, but it was 50-something years ago. To say, you know how you deal with a fox in the hen house? Yeah, we need to neutralize Tucker. What is Israel going to do if Tucker gets killed? Think about that. Because the stage is set and it's not good. We'll come back and finish up with Adam King, Awesome Jew on X, and more calls straight ahead on Alex Jones, Infowars.com, /show, banned on video.
Methylene Red is the ultimate complement to Methylene Blue. It's like Batman and Robin, right? This is Robin. Okay, I just took this, and I only took three droppers full. And I feel like calm energy, if that makes sense. I feel like if I want to go think about something or go deep into something, I can do that right now. It's like a sour warhead, and it's like, oh my God. And then I'm like, oh wow. Okay, I actually feel it. Same way you feel Methylene Blue, you feel this. So
look at this, look at it.
Here's your normal Methylene Blue, right? Look at Methylene Red.
Dude, that's a freaking tank. If you're taking this, you really need this. It's like, you know how Big Pharma always tells you, hey, if you get, you know, this SSRI, you're going to need this to go with it. Well, this is the natural, more natural way to do it. You got methylene blue and you got methylene red. These complement each other and you need both of them. Go to thealexjonesstore.com today and get yours. And I think right now it's 50% off if you subscribe.
I just recommend with people personal relationship with God, praying to God, saying, I want to be good. I want to recognize truth. I want to know what truth is. I want to open myself up to you. I'm an imperfect. I repent for what I've done. And I want you to cleanse me and then show me the truth and then show me how to be a better person. And then show me after that what the mission is you have for me. And literally, if you do that through a process, it may take days, may take months, may take years. Then the adventure begins. And then all of a sudden you're being given like intel and stuff. Like literally just you have to learn to go with it. It's never wrong. And it's God and it's there and it's your personal relationship. And then obviously people get this relationship. They all want to teach other people it. And God says, get together in groups. That's great. But Christ didn't try to go get the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the priest class to join him. He said their minds were closed. He went to the prostitutes and the tax collectors and the robbers and the thieves because they were already outcasts. But that's where he found people that were already under evil's control but weren't arrogant about it, who were looking for a way out. And so, I mean, I think that's really what it comes down to is a spiritual relationship with God. And there are some real churches and things.
But don't you find that? I know I have found that. You see sparks of this in the most unlikely people. If you put a list on paper of the people in your life, I won't ask you to say it out loud, but who you really trust, or you talk to and you groove with them and they like know exactly what you're saying. You know, they are on the same wavelength in some deep way. It's not the people you would expect. Have you ever noticed that?
Absolutely. Most people get into media because they want to be movie stars. Most people become a preacher because they want to, you know, because they want to be famous and have power. And then you'll find like just the most just normal, unassuming person that has all this great knowledge.
Yes.
Because they already have all the power. They don't need power. And so it's just
they're connected to God's power. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely. And it's quite the quest because so many people are lost and really it's an inside job. They've got to somehow open up the channel to God. And then they'll see everything that's happening. And then God will give them a message and a mission of what they should do. And I don't want to say all churches are bad, because there's a lot of good people in the churches regardless. It's just that the last 120 years, the Rockefeller Foundation, the ecumenical movement, and all of that has really moved into the churches. We see that with all the rainbow flags and all, you know, the famous cathedrals in England now festooned with all the leftist, you know, graffiti and garbage. I mean, it's been captured, is my point.
God is gay.
But people can't get turned off by that and say, well, God's dead. No, no. Satan has occupied the so-called temples. But God isn't in the temple. God is inside us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Today, Tucker Carlson is the most dangerous anti-Semite in America. He has chosen to take on the mantle of leader of a modern-day Hitler Youth, to broadcast and feature those who celebrate the Nazis, those who call for the extermination of Israel, to defend Hamas, to even criticize President Trump for stopping Iran's nuclear ambitions. Friends, make no mistake. Tucker is not MAGA.
All right, here's what I know is going on. I know that when I was against striking Iran, because it could get out of control. I said it might be successful. Trump might. It might work. But Netanyahu wanted full war. I said, let's get out of hand really quick. And I'm against regime change. And I got attacked by the Israel lobby and called Hitler and all the rest of it. And I'm against all these wars that aren't in our hemisphere. And I don't support regime change in Venezuela. I understand Trump's view. It is constitutional. They are manipulating our elections. They are flooding us with drugs. Thomas Jefferson would have attacked them, just like he did the Barbary Pirates. But I said, I don't trust the CIA to sabotage it. Tucker's so anti-war, he's even against that. I said yesterday, and the day before, I said, I get the Muslims have killed hundreds of thousands of Christians in Nigeria. The government's doing nothing. But that's not our hemisphere, and it's a quagmire. And it's like, oh, you don't care about black Christians. No, I care about everybody. It's just we've got to take care of things here at home, folks. We're not the Roman legions here. And there's an excuse to go everywhere. You know, North Korea's killed millions of its people, starvation. Are we going to attack them? They had nuclear weapons. So you look at Josh Hammer, you know, saying, oh, he's a fox in the hen house. You know how you deal with that. You neutralize it. When they said within 48 hours everywhere that Israel killed Charlie Kirk, I said, I see no evidence of that. And I said, if I see evidence of that, I'll cover it. And I got totally attacked. Oh, my God, you work for Israel, you got a paycheck in the mail. Really, never got one. I'm waiting for it. But now you've got this statement, and then you've got Cash Patel killing Tulsi Gabbard's investigation of foreign involvement, which they said they found some evidence. They didn't say who. You have six trannies the day before saying we're going to kill him tomorrow. Where he was killed, that got shut down. I don't know what the cover-up is, but there is one. So now, with Congressman Randy Fine saying, you know, Hitler has returned, he's risen from the grave, and now with these other statements, man, let's get sick here. If I was the Islamicists or the globalists or the Nazis, I would go after Tucker because you're going to get the blame. So I think this rhetoric should be dialed way back, trying to get the Heritage Foundation to dump Tucker. People are sick of this. Tucker, I was in private conversations with him. We talk all the time. But 8 months ago or whenever it was, when the Iran thing was going down, I was out there for a couple of days, staying with him and all of it, breakfast, dinner, you name it. We spent 8, 6, 8, 9, 10 hours a day with him for 2 days. He was like, I'm really concerned about actual Nazis attacking Jews and all this, or a false flag. And all this stuff happening, and I've got Netanyahu, literally, you know, you go, oh, yeah, Netanyahu's just calling up, you know, screaming at me, and I got, you know, because he's in the White House telling Trump, don't do this, blah, 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 and he's being called anti-Semitic. So then people ask why Tucker gets pushed the other direction. He just goes for the big interviews, branding someone who I know doesn't secretly have a swastika in his basement is really stupid. And so what do you say to this, Adam King, about what Josh Hammer said about where all this is going? I mean, God forbid something happened to Tucker Carlson, because that is not going to be a good situation. Because they already blamed the Charlie Kirk thing on that without evidence. Now with this, this is really pissing people off. What do you say to that?
Well, first of all, I hate it when people call anyone Adolf Hitler, because nobody really is Adolf Hitler. We're talking about one of the most vile human beings that ever existed. And it's kind of like this lowbrow attack that people do, that the person that they don't like is literally Hitler. So I don't like that terminology in general because it's offensive to me, but people don't care if I'm offended by anything. So it really doesn't matter. But he is stoking the fires of certain things. Like, for instance, you said just now that he's having all these big guests. He's not. He's having all these little guests. Like, he has Stephanopoulos' sister to go on and just spout off lies nonstop. You know, they're very coordinated. And, you know, like, this thing with Tucker, like, he could do himself a great deal of service by having on other people and other voices that counter the narrative that he seems to be softballing. He doesn't pitch back. He likes to go into these shows as if he doesn't know a thing, and the person in the chair is teaching him, and everything's like, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. You know, it's all softball with him. So the Tucker from Fox is not the Tucker today.
Yeah, but also, hold on. He does that interview style when he's talking about anything, because that's how he gets people to talk. That's a good interviewer.
You know, if that's his style, that's his style. He just has to have people on from the other side. You know, and it's not the other side. We're supposed to be on the same side. This is the America First side, you know, and supporting our allies abroad has always been an America First position. You know,
so you agree with Randy Fine. You're saying Tucker is not MAGA.
I'm saying what?
Are you saying you agree with Randy Fine that Tucker is not MAGA?
He left MAGA, yeah. MAGA is a big tent, and Tucker wants a smaller tent. And he wants to change a lot of things. He wants to control J.D. Vance. He thinks he's got the in for 2028. One thing I don't like about Tucker is he's counting 2028 now, as opposed to being a part of what's going on in the Trump agenda. Tucker's actually working against the Trump agenda, creating tremendous divisions on the movement that brought Trump to power.
Now, see, I totally disagree with that.
In his move,
the American people and his constituents.
Do you think, Alex, sorry to interrupt you, but do you think that the $200 million that Jews put into the 2024 campaign, do you think that Jews are going to back Vance as well as they did Trump, knowing that Vance is so in with Tucker the way that Tucker is right now? There's no way.
Well, I think that's a low number. I think Jews put in a lot more than $200 million.
To our credit, but thank you very much for that.
But no, but let's just move back from that. Let's just move back from that. Let me answer the first question. J.D. Vance is not anti-Israel. And so you know what the Democrats are. So my issue is, why sit there and continue to take the bait when people try to tee this up over and over again, when clearly the Democrats are promoting this and want this so the Jews don't support Republicans? I get attacked with fake stories all the time, and I don't take the bait because it's meant to make it bigger. Like, where is the, I mean, where is the understanding there?
You know, I don't like this idea that we're just going to label people anti-Semites and then like censor them and shut them out of society. I've been censored myself, and it's the most backwards way to create stagnation for whatever it is that we have. You know, the best truth is sunlight, and it disinfects all things. So, you know, in the situation with Tucker and others like Candace, you know, these people are really sowing divisions inside of the Republican movement. They're not attacking Mamdani. They're not attacking the Democrats. They're, you know, the Democrats are more vulnerable than ever before. And there's like this constant LARP on Israel. So are we
an
empire?
Well, I'll say this. We discovered Candace Owens. And I don't think she's a consciously bad person. But I've invited her on. Oh, she's always too busy, but she can do all the other shows, which is fine. But she does sit there and, you know, just say point blank, Trump's bad, point blank, it's all bad. You know, so with her, whatever, she can do what she wants. My issue with Tucker is you must be watching a different show than me. He's covering all sorts of topics about fentanyl and beef production and getting jobs back and supporting what Trump's doing. And I really think you're only like looking at the feeds of where it's about Israel. And I think that's a distortion, Adam. I don't think that's true.
I'll tell you, I try to watch Tucker. I tune in every single episode to see who his guest is. I think the most pro-Israel voice that he had on really probably like Ari Shaffir. And I just don't think that's substantial. I like Ari Shaffir. I just don't think that's substantial compared to some of the other guests.
So let me ask you this, because I say a lot, so I'm going to blame you. I'm not saying you're dodging it, so I'm going to say it again because I've said a lot. What about Josh Hammer saying, you know how you deal with the Fox and in-house, we got to neutralize him? That is not good.
I think we need to tone down all this type of like killing the other person rhetoric. Words like neutralize, words, you know, I'm actually in an open situation with my police department right now because of my online personality, and people can't contain their rage against Jews. So I think that the we need to tone the situation down.
Well, let me just say this. It's not Jews or right-wingers. I literally am not living in my house now because the left. I'm not going to give them attention or what's going on. But, no, I get it. That's why I bought into, you know, they killed Charlie Kirk, because they say we want him dead. Six trannies say he's dead tomorrow. They celebrate he's dead. And I'm like, hey, looks like the left, you know, killed somebody. And they're like, oh, God, the Jews did it. So, I mean, I get the fact, because here's the deal. I'm nothing against Jews. You know, I've studied history, very interesting, you know, find it fascinating. But I'm about as, you know, Gaelic or whatever you get. I'm not very Jewish. I've been here for 30 years. I'm Jewish agent because I don't just have a heart on for Jews. The point is that I don't need to make stuff up when we've got, you know, take him off the Heritage Foundation, shut him down, geld him, defeat him, do this, and I'm telling you that Tucker Carlson is not Candace Owens. And I'm not trying to start a fight with Candace, for God's sakes. I'm just saying it's two different people.
It is, but they all kind of like morph into like if you took the media right as a spectrum and you had like all these different voices, there's like this core contingency on X. Like X is just like completely like the anti-Jew app. Like every single post in my feed is just like, kill the K's, kill the K's.
By the way, let me agree with that because I'm looking at like space exploration and with my kids, funny animal videos and a lot of political, I can't get away with it. It's all I'm fed. So what do you think's going on with Elon?
Well,
it's just one thing if you click on stuff.
I don't want to speak poorly about the post.
It's one thing if you click on stuff to get it. That's an algorithm. I'm not clicking on this, and it's all I get.
You know, I'll tell you, Alex, I don't know. I know you've seen some of my content, but you haven't seen all of it. I have debated every single major anti-Semite in this country. The greatest one, I think, was David Duke. That was a three-hour debate on the kill stream that was just one of the most iconic moments of my life. When I go on the internet, my feed is just like the most vile, like literally pictures of people posting dead Jews. It shouldn't even be allowed on. It's not censorship. It's like promotion of violence.
But isn't that the Kingsman? There's a powerful, there's a powerful force behind this. And the Kingsman, the cell phone sends a wave out to make us kill each other. Can't you see there's a force behind it trying to create the collision?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we all look
at Elon.
So
what is that? What is that force? What is that force, Adam King? And we'll have you back on. I got to go to other callers. What is that force?
You know what? There is this overarching force. It's WEF. It's Qatar. It's the Muslim invasion of the West, paid for by a million different
now
sources.
Listen, I'll buy into the big banks and Soros and the left funding Muslims. But then, and it's Soros funding Mondami, but what's this Qatar thing? Qatar has a huge military base. It defends Israel. What is this?
I don't understand why Qatar was given an Air Force base in the United States by President Trump. That just blew my mind.
No, like, they're training the pilots there. That's standard.
In America, but then they were given an Air Force base in America.
No, they were not given an Air Force base. Since the 50s, we train over 100 nations. They got a couple barracks there to train their people. No, I know the headline says they gave him a base. That's not true.
Well, that's news to me. That makes me a lot happier to hear that you're saying it's not true because it was alarming to me.
If we sell them F-18s and F-16s and how do you think we train everybody on the weapons?
I know that Qatar put in $243 billion to our university to fund DEI when
and they definitely are giving us a new Air Force One. So I get it. I'm not saying there isn't a Muslim influence. My God. I'm simply saying, when I look at who gives them on Dami, I don't see any Qatari money. It's Soros, it's the left.
Well, it just actually came out recently. Newsmax just broke the story yesterday on foreign money that Mamdani is taking. So
send it to me.
You know, American politics are kind of like, after it happens, then we'll go back and see if it was illegal or not.
All right, we're out of time. Adam King. How do people find you?
Alex, I just want to say one more thing. You get it from both sides, and it's really unfair. They attack you. The Jews call you an anti-Semite. The Nazis call you a Mossad agent. And it's really not fair. You're stuck in the middle of this thing, and you could do a lot of good to dispel this thing and unite the right. You specifically have this power to unite our movement and to bring it back to the roots of MAGA and the big tent that it was.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. I just call balls and strikes. There's evil in all these governments and cultures. And so, yeah, no, I literally, right now I wanted 10 times the viewers. I put on a Hitler outfit. It'd be, you know, I get that's going on. But then also see Israel lobby acting the exact way you'd act to make this explode. There's an evil force behind it. We're going to expose it. I ask how people find you. Where do they find you?
At @awesome_Jew_ on X and at the Adam King Show on X, which is like a censored account. It barely exists. I can't even get any traction there. At the Adam King Show at YouTube and Rumble and at on my band video page. Go to band video and find me there right here at Info.
All right, Adam, thanks for being with us. All right, so you got your points out.
voice, Alex.
Thanks. Thank you. All right. I want to jam in more calls ahead of a special guest joining us in the studio. We'll announce when she gets here. Because there are other subjects in the world. But I'm just, we'll just do nothing but talk about Israel. That's all. Not the UN cutting off the food supply, not, you know, any of it. Not the new viruses they've got lined up in laboratories to release. We will talk about Jews, and that is it. Jew. I asked a caller earlier, did we just bash the Jews? Like, at what point, like, is the toaster done? It's like, pop, we fixed it. Like, you know, just if you just say Jew 80 trillion times, like, it fixes all the problems. And then you got the Jewish groups running in, acting like total tyrants. I'm just like, I'm pulling my hair out, except there isn't any left. I already pulled it all out. I'll just go with it. I'm talking about nothing but Jews from now on. Just 25 hours a day, nothing. In fact, I'm gonna start wearing Hitler uniforms. It's over. God help me. We're gonna blow the planet up. You know that's coming next. We're all dead on this course. People are just too stupid. My God. But in the interim, we need to stay on the air. So we're on air when the world gets blown up. I'm being sarcastic. Or maybe not. We have a huge sale going on right now. It's 25% off store-wide on top of everything. 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. You can cancel any time. So you sign up for AutoShip, you get 50% off, cancel for free right there in your profile. But you're not going to cancel. So you're going to get the Irish CMOS and the ultramethylene red, the ultramethylene blue, and the Shilajit, and just love it so much. Widest selection of Patriot Apparel. This is a gigantic sale. And if you have the Alex Jones app, alexjonesapp.com, Android and on Apple, there's an additional 20% off at checkout right there. Just order through your phone or through the app on your computer. So the ultramethylene red will sell out by early tomorrow. It's a limited run. It's amazing. Get that while you still can. Lock in at 50% off. Become a subscriber. You can cancel and anytime you want, but you're not going to want to cancel. Try it first. Get the ultramethylene blue. We have the medical grade, the very best. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And boy, I haven't gotten the magic Jew power. They got a receiver. They're here last week. They can shut us down. They go, we'll let you know in the next few weeks. We'll probably just close the doors. And we got the Alex Jones Network back up. That's what the AlexJonesStore.com funds. I don't know the AlexJonesStore.com, so they can't shut that down. I mean, this is do or die. And boy, when we finally get shut down, people go, God almighty, they held out a long time. Jeez, we can't believe it. Yeah. So, you know, this ain't cry wolf, folks. This is tip of the spear surviving because of your prayers and support. So we either support now the AlexJonesStore.com or we cannot continue on. I want to thank you all who have supported. I want to encourage those on the fence. What are you thinking? The bad guys want us off the air for a reason. We're having cogent 35,000-foot discussions that show people the magic trick. We don't tie you up with the magic trick. We don't deceive you. We show you the magic trick. Or we have guests on to do it or callers to do it. All right, let's go to Mark in Texas on Israel. Yay, we don't cover that enough. Mark, what is your take on Tucker is the new Hitler? He must be destroyed. Talk about jumping the shark.
Yeah, well, the whole point is we're all doing God's will, whether we like or believe it or not. So we're headed exactly where God intends us to go.
I agree.
Yeah. So where did God place his name?
Where did God place his name?
Yeah.
Well, tell me. Go ahead.
Jerusalem. So guess what? Keep doing exactly what you're doing. Because you're doing God's will, whether you like it or believe it or not. And sit back and watch. That's all I got. See ya.
All right, thank you. I don't know what to infer from what he said there, but I kind of got like, Israel's the chosen place. You can't stand against it. So if you criticize it, doesn't matter. You're still working on God's will. Is that why the whole Bible is God getting mad at Israel and putting them to captivity when they do wrong? But you got a lot of Christian Zionists, man. They are more hardcore than the Zionists. I'm guessing that was a Christian Zionist right there because he couldn't say much. He was so emotional. God bless him. Paul in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. I just wanted to mention that the J.D. Vance, he's taking a Catholic view. I'm Catholic, and I'm also on the left or traditional left. I would say that basically the the whole thing is when you talk about Israel is that back during the World War, after World War II, nobody wanted that state. It was militias that came in. And when the Pope was asked, Pope Leo at that time, he basically said, hey, we'll be here waiting to baptize them if they're coming over this way. And so technically, you know, being a somewhat traditionalist on the left, I almost feel at this point like maybe the answer is for the U.S. or Catholic or Christians to take over that area and manage it almost like Japan post-war, World War II.
You know, that's what Steve Bannon, that's what Steve Bannon's talking about, and have a three-state solution.
Exactly. And so it almost seems like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it seems that the way President Trump is going is probably, maybe he didn't mean it jokingly, and we all thought he was joking, but it seems like that might be the way. And honestly, to me, spiritually, you do seem to have the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of knowledge, because there are all these factions and all these things going on, and it's kind of silly to concentrate on Israel, but it's all connected and interconnected, and factions partnering with each other, like Israel with like some Muslim factions and with some like whatever. But
well, I mean, it's literally prophecy coming true. Mm-hmm. So I guess the last caller is right. You know, we shouldn't complain. It's all in God's will at the end of the day. I just like Tucker Carlson is literally Hitler. Come on.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. And honestly, and I know there's a lot of pain out there with the way things happen with the Catholic Church, and some of us stuck with the Catholic Church historically. But I just, you know, just to point out some of those connections, it's like the Freemasonry was started by in Bavaria by Jesuits, by that Adam guy.
Adam Weishaupt.
Yep, there's a lot of misinformation from evangelicals and Protestants. I love our Protestant brothers and sisters. Like, I'm not saying anything, but there's been a lot of misinformation. And I think as Catholics come up, that's what J.D. Vance is kind of point. Maybe that's his point of view, is that he's taking more of a Catholic, the true traditional Catholic view. And that could be, now I'm assuming that could be why the FBI was also, some in the FBI, a faction in there was trying to maybe suppress traditional Catholics instead. There you go.
Well, I thought J.D. Vance's answer was perfect. This is exactly what I'd say. Look, I'm not anti-Israel, and we can work together great, but just don't try to run our politics. And you heard the crowd. That's what they want, because people are sick of foreign interest, period. And then Israel to try to come in through Netanyahu and ensconce himself and act like he's the big boss, not a good move. Thanks for the call. Thank you. We have a very interesting woman, and I sent him the clip yesterday. We're going to be playing this coming up. Actually, we come out at 6 after, of Naomi Zeit asking for political refugee status in the United States. And she is the biggest English-speaking German, having a huge effect. They basically want her in jail in Germany. Elon Musk has talked about it. And we're going to talk about AFD, all of that. I'm sorry we're going to leave the Israel subject. There are other things other than that. But it's all coming up. More calls straight ahead. She's with us at 6 after.
Quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home, day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now, like, my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But, yeah, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, it's a lot of help, too. And I've read online that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of the food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experiences so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear, and we love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier, not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important. And not to get hooked on those, like, high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me a meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones